Blog Talk Radio.
How are you today? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. But you're thinking, wow, it's not Friday. Why is he playing Friday's music on Friday's Eve? Well, today is Friday for the show. We will not have a show Friday or Monday. So today is Friday, not just Friday's Eve. A lot of stuff to get into today. Short show, but we got a lot to cover. We're going to talk about NFL anthem thing is just not going away. It's not dying down. Let's throw out a couple more opinions. LeBron James and Cleveland, they are on the brink of being put out of the NBA Finals. We'll see what happens with that. The Pistons flirting around with the new head coach. We'll talk about who that might possibly be. Milwaukee cops seem to have an issue with parking tickets. We'll talk about that a little bit. But like I said, a lot of good stuff to get into today. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. We're brought to you as usual by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally here in Chandler, Arizona, right on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. Getting there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you might have. You can also become a club member, get a locker that backs right up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Happy Friday Eve to you. This is our Friday, though. Like I said, we have a lot of topics that we brought up. Call in number is 917-889-7828. 889-7828. You can talk about any of those things. You can bring up something new if you would like to. Either way, we do have a caller online. All calls are taken on the Carrie Lackey Law line. Thank you for your patience very much. You are in the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Happy Friday Eve, Paul. This is Lou.
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing. All right. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. First of all, hey, do I have to call a final or what? Golden Knights?
You did.
Washington Capitals. I told you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And now
so
I want you
to doubt me. Ha!
Well, I never did. I'll be honest with you. I never did because, like I said, you've got this hockey thing on lock. So I was just following your lead the whole time.
Great. All right. So, and the finals begin on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
How
now,
many games
I
is it going to take
things
for the...
Yeah. I got a few things for you. You know how in this day and age where all the young college players, you know, are trying to call what I call the rush to glory, you know, by leaving the school and thinking, oh, I'm going to get myself an agent, sign a gazillion-dollar contract, and leave for the NBA or NFL my sophomore year. Well,
okay,
we have a table that's turned now. I'm sure you're familiar with, of course, the Tar Heels, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, the forward, Luke Skywalker, I mean May, said he's going to play his senior year.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
Yes. Yeah. You said that after he couldn't get an agent and stuff, and when I said, you know what, I think I'm going to reconsider and take my name out of the draft and go back and play my senior year, which in these days it's a rarity to have somebody play all 4 years of their school. You know, because they think, oh, well, I'll get myself an agent and make tons of money and be a superstar. But, you know, I'm glad he's going to go back. You know, it shows him that, you know, He's made a commitment to the school, and he's going to finish it. And I think there's a lot of credit.
That, and Lou, let's be honest, Luke May is not necessarily a first-round pick.
True, true.
I think that has a lot to do with it as well. If Luke May was going to be the number one pick out of college, I think he'd come out.
Yeah, most people think that way. Most players think that way. I'm gonna be a high draft pick, so why should I waste my time with 2 year Warriors in school? But I think May made the right decision.
So do I, because he'll get his degree, and he can't fall back any further than he would have in the draft. You know, kind of like I can't think of his name, the kid at Duke that's the dirty ball player that trips everyone.
Grayson Allen. That jerk.
Yeah, Grayson Allen playing all the way through all of his eligibility, it wouldn't matter draft-wise for him. You know what I mean? He's going to be probably a late first-round, early second-round pick no matter what. So coming back and saying it didn't matter. But if you're going to be a top-five pick, like I'll use the kid and from Arizona, DeAndre Ayton.
Of course.
If he came back to school, honestly, he'd be an idiot. Because he's a guaranteed first-round pick. The only thing that could happen to him is that he would get hurt and drop from being a first-round pick.
Right.
And not get first pick, first round money. So he can only hurt himself by coming back. So I think it depends on who you are and where you are in the draft, whether you're going to get that boatload of money or not. Like the kid that played at Missouri, oh my goodness, I can't think of his name right now and I feel bad, but he got hurt early. And if he had if there was a way for kids to come right out of high school, he would have been a top five pick. And to be honest with you, a lot of NBA teams still feel he has first, top five pick talent, but they're concerned now because of the injury. So sometimes all you can do is hurt yourself. Whereas with Luke May, he's not going to do anything to where he'll be drafted one way or the other. So I agree with you. It's good to come back if you can, but It won't matter for Luke May.
Well, if you're a first round draft picker, probably not. But I thought the whole purpose of going to college was to get a degree and get your education on track. So when you get out, you have something.
Well, that works for the kid that's going in to major in marketing. But if you're an athlete, or let me ask you this: if you go to college as a musician, and you go in to get your degree and playing a trumpet, and you're playing your trumpet one summer after your freshman year at a bar in New York just to stay on your craft, and someone gives you a record deal where you have to start touring and they're going to pay you $10, $12, $15 million a year, I'm going to bet you're not going to say, let me get this $15 million back, I'm going to finish with my music degree. Probably not going to happen.
When you make a commitment to something, I think you should stick with it. Okay, to each his own, of course. But I think, mostly, even though the money sounds attractive and everything, and it's a great offer, at least you say, I got my degree. Now, and if something doesn't work, at least I have that. Because if you go out and if you bomb out and if you lose your record deal, then what do you got? Nothing.
$15 million and you could pay for your school and go back.
Well, supposing you lose your record deal, then $15 million is gone.
True, but see, that's why I say that for me it's different with athletes, because would you rather have $30 million in the bank at 23 and be a bust, but you have $30 million in the bank where you could go back to school, or would you rather stay in school, get hurt, never see $30 million, and now you're a graduate assistant coach making $8,000 a year?
And
that's why I say it's not. The getting out of school early, to me, Clark, isn't reserved for everybody. It's reserved for those special few that have special talent. So the DeAndre Ames, the Marvin Bagleys, those guys are guys that should be, in my opinion, one and done, because I have small kids. If my kid is 19, and I don't know if he'll be a lawyer or an NBA star, who knows at this point, but if they come calling and he has $30 million guaranteed, I would tell him he's crazy not to take that money and go back to school in the off season and get his degree, because that money may not be sitting there in 2, 3, 4 years, but it's there for you right now. So, and when you say commitment, I agree with you. If the college committed to them for a 4-year scholarship and bought them insurance, I would say, you know what? Yeah. But scholarships aren't 4-year scholarships. If you stay 4 years, you get 4 1-year scholarships. And
right.
If you get hurt, they don't cover your insurance. All they do is
crime.
Pay for your surgery while you're there on the team. But once you leave school, guess what? Your medical bills that you incur after that, they're yours.
Yeah, I know.
So if there was something different that the school did differently, I would say, sure, stay in school. If the school did some type of endowment that gave you, you know, something after you graduate, but they don't. They tell you, thank you for playing for us for 4 years. Here's your degree that you earned. And if you got hurt along the way, we're real sorry about that. Have a good life with that degree you have.
Hmm.
So I think that's why. I think, like I said, it's for certain people, certain few, but not all those kids. And they have a right to know. So the NBA provides camps for them where they can go and test their skills. And there's a professional scout, or rather scouts out there that tell them, hey, look, we think we have you projected to be in the second round, you know, here or here, or we have you projected to be in the first round. So they go into it eyes wide open. Sometimes they just still take that chance. I don't know why.
Hmm.
Let me ask you this question. What's
sure.
the difference between a kid going to college here and leaving and going to make money, or Luka Doncic that's over in Europe right now under a pro contract, and he's only 19, and him coming over there making money? What's the difference?
That's a tough one. I bet you're going to tell me there isn't any.
So that's why I say we pick on our kids. But in Europe, they put them in basketball camps at like 12.
I
they
know.
Kind of sort where they're going to go and what they're going to do. And there's no college education that they're getting. They're playing basketball in camps. That's their full-time gig.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure to put on the kids, though, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Who wants that kind of pressure?
A lot of kids, believe it or not.
Yeah, but, you know, if I had kids, if I was capable, I don't think I would pressure my kid into something that he may not want to do.
True, and that's when you get guys like Milic, who didn't really love basketball. But you know what
right.
Milic did do? He came over here, made a boatload of money, won an NBA title, and then went back to Europe, bought a farm, has a bunch of horses, a bunch of farmland, and a bunch of stuff that he sells from his farmland. And he's now making money hand over fist on that because he was able to finance it with his NBA contract. So now he's doing what he wants to do. But he got the money financed from the contract that he made here in the United States.
Yeah, all right. Well, another thing happened today. President Trump actually pardoned an old-time heavyweight boxing champion.
He did, Mr. Johnson.
Jack Johnson.
Senator McCain has been on that bandwagon to get him pardoned for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So it's finally got done, especially since back then in those days, the crime that he was charged with and what he was found guilty for was driving a white lady across state lines.
Yes.
Which,
you know, those days of segregation, would have been considered wrong.
Yep, so that was his conviction that's finally been overturned. And what's sad is the day that he does something that's so cool, comes back and says NFL players that don't stand for the anthem should be forced to leave from this country. So my question to is, if that's how you feel, Lou, have you ever been to a sporting event? And I know the answer, obviously, is
yes. Yes, of course.
When when the national anthem is playing and the players are standing at attention and you're standing there at attention and I'm standing there at attention, have you ever been in the breezeway? Do they stop selling hot dogs and pop? And do people stop
you
at
know
the
what
concession
they have.
Stands? They do sometimes, but they don't all the time.
Right.
And
well,
the concession
I
stands?
Done that.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't stop. Does that mean they're not patriotic? No.
No. No.
So
but
I
guess some
comments,
people view it differently.
Right, but what I guess my point is, if we're going to say if you're an athlete and you don't stand, it means you're not patriotic, that then you're telling me the guy selling the hot dog that's not stopping selling that hot dog isn't patriotic either. The entire stadium doesn't stop when the national
right.
anthem starts. In fact, I'll even go even
now,
further.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you on that because now some may think this is a ridiculous response, but I'm going to give it anyway. I do have trouble standing on. So I have physical conditions, and I'm able to stand all the way up. And I feel like, why is he doing this? I have a little bit of a condition. I'm not doing it to be disrespectful. I have certain conditions that may not get me to stand up when I'm doing it. But I'm not. But am I myself being disrespectful? No.
I agree
no.
with you. And what I said
I
yesterday,
learn
and I'm
lines,
like,
people.
Yeah, and like I said yesterday, look, I have no problem whatsoever with owners saying to players, you can do what you want to do. That's fine. But you're costing my dime. And on my dime, and you're not protesting me, you're protesting something else. I can't have you impact my dime for
right.
your protest. I have no issue with owners doing that. I just think the owners should have got with the players and said, this is what we want to do, so that way the union is on board, because everything else is collectively bargained. That's the only thing I'm saying, but I have no problem with that. But I do have problems when you say stuff like, anyone that doesn't do this, they don't belong in this country. I have a problem with that because
that is a problem.
Not everyone stops. They don't. Cameramen, they're running around working. They're not stopping.
Yeah.
You're not telling cameramen, have one camera, let it stay stationary until the national anthem is done. No, you have cameramen for the people that are singing it or performing it. They run around on one side, they run around on another. Photographers are running around taking pictures. They're not standing at attention. Should they be put out of this country? No, it's because they're not hijacking the national anthem, but you think someone that's protesting is hijacking the national anthem. They're not. The people that are protesting, again, owners have a right to tell you not to protest on their dime. But what's lost in all this, we spend so much time talking about what they're doing to the anthem. We're losing the whole part of the protest was there are people that are being mistreated when they're stopped. That doesn't mean all police officers are bad, because if someone's breaking into my house, I'm definitely calling a police officer. But when you get something like this happened to the kid up in Milwaukee and it comes out, that's bad. When you have people being arrested at Starbucks for sitting at a Starbucks, that's bad.
That's police brutality.
You can't have that. And so that's a whole different subject. And so sometimes I think that you have to really choose the words you say. Not just to fire up people that like you, but to think about the whole country and maybe stop and once say, you know what? Maybe there are some officers that need to be looked at and need to be worked on.
Oh, yes.
We need to talk to them some more. And there are other officers that are great police officers. There are videos all the time of police officers stopping in neighborhoods, doing things out of their way, or the officer that saved the little kid's life by not waiting around for an ambulance, but throwing the baby in it was like 5 months old, putting him in a squad car and rushing him to the hospital. I mean, there's so many stories of that sometimes I wish all the good cops would look at the bad cops and say, you're messing it up for us. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Stupid things people do.
Yeah, but owners have a right to do that. They really do. And if we really want to be honest, there's really only been two players in the NFL that have said, you know what, forget my check. I'd rather stand for
what's right or do what we feel in our heart is right, and that's Eric Reid and Colin Kaepernick. A lot of people are complaining, but you don't see them not collecting those checks from those owners. So I understand how you could feel when you're a grown man, someone telling you you can't do in your heart what you feel is right. But we have to look at it on the other side, too. I don't want my dollars running out my pocket for something that I either agree or disagree with, but I don't want this money running out my pocket.
No, of course
not. So, and by the way, the kid in Milwaukee has said that he will be, without a doubt, filing charges against the Milwaukee Police Department. So
there was no need for that.
No. And then in other news,
first of all, what were you doing at 2 o'clock in the morning, though? I mean, but that's another story for another time. But still,
Give him a ticket. Give him a parking ticket to move on.
For what?
It was just that easy. Well, because he was parked in a handicap. So
okay,
give him a parking ticket to move
on. He deserved it. I mean, he deserved to get a parking ticket for that. But you don't go around beating up someone because of that.
Yeah, well, wait. We're talking about the kid from the Milwaukee Bucks, right?
Right.
Yeah. There's no need to tase him. If you're parked illegally, what does a cop do? He pulls up to you and says, hey, you shouldn't be parked here. Let me see your license and registration. Gives you a ticket and he goes on about his business. Didn't take all that. But in other crazy news, Richie Incognito is being held but not arrested technically. He is in an altered state. Like, according to the four letters, and it's an altered paranoid state, and he's getting mentally evaluated at this time for throwing a weight at someone at a Lifetime Fitness. So he's having some real problems, to be honest with you. And I know he's an easy target for everyone, especially with the stuff that happened with Jonathan Martin. But, Lou, I really hope this dude gets the help that he needs, not just for other people, but for himself. You know? I don't know if you saw this, but the NBA first, second, and third team just came out not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a joke. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this in a way where I'm going to offend a lot of people and I really could care less. Analytics has hijacked what basketball players do.
Yeah.
Because Russell Westbrook, and this is no knock, Lillard. Dame Lillard is an incredible basketball player. But for Russell Westbrook not to be a first-team All-NBA, especially averaging a triple-double for two seasons in a row, is the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yes.
It is ridiculous. And I'm looking at this thinking, how is that possible? And everyone wants to go analytics, but Lillard averaged this from the Russell Westbrook just wins. He was playing on a team. You could talk about the supporting cast in Portland. Carmelo can't play anymore. At all.
I think you're right.
So I look at these things sometimes and I just think, wow, what do these writers think about? And I don't know if you saw this the other day, but they did it with LeBron James when there's some stupid ad stat that says he walks more than anyone else in the NBA playoffs, yada, 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 he's the slowest player. And I was so happy to see LeBron come out and say, that is the stupidest beep I've ever heard in my life. That's beep, beep. Because measure how tired I am at the end of a game. That can kiss my beep. And I don't blame him. These stat geeks are taking over everything. It's like baseball now, Lou. It's like, oh, look who's up. Paul Goldschmidt is up. He averages 340 when batting in the daytime when he's hitting in parks without open roof when they're not technically a dome on days after Friday. What the hell?
What what in the world is that?
And these are the stats you hear.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of ridiculousness that, you know, and everyone gets mad when you say, well, you know, there's too much analytics. And everyone goes, well, whether you're afraid of extra information? No, I'm not afraid of extra information. I'm afraid of extra information paralyzing everyone to the point that they stop watching players actually play, and all you want to do is talk about what their stats are. So, all right, I'm off my soapbox. We've only got four minutes left before the weekend officially starts. No, you took up all the time in a great way. Do you have anything in parting before we have to jump out of here?
Just that Klay Thompson should be able to play tonight against the Rockets. He had like a small knee contusion in game four, but it looks like he's going to play.
They need him. They need everybody.
Yeah, but
tonight's game is going to
– That's another question.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I say, right? I got three words for you for Iguodala. Take the needle.
All right. Take the needle.
Take the needle.
All right. Well,
gotta
on that
play.
Note, Paul, have a good and safe holiday weekend. And hopefully,
you too, my friend.
Hopefully everything will be back on all cylinders on Tuesday.
That's right. And Hand Sports Talk this Saturday, right? Or
that's right.
3 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock yours.
6 o'clock my time, 3 o'clock your time.
Yep.
And that's p.m., not
yep.
a.m.
No one is up that late. We're too old for that.
You should see me on a given night. I mean, I do a late night podcast.
My friend. I hear that.
All right.
Well, listen.
All right, Paul, thanks
you
a lot.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday. Talk to you later, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Always good to catch up with Lou. Hopefully he has a good weekend. I know it sounded like I was on a little bit of a soapbox today, but oh well. My show, right? Very impressive what Boston did last night. Still not banging against LeBron. I'm sorry. I'm still not going to do it. I'm sorry. I'm not. I know LeBron looked tired. I know they're playing every other day, but I'm not going to bet against them. You can. You want to bet against them? You bet against them. I'm not. The Warriors play. And I'm still sticking to what I said before. I'm not saying that if they lose, this is over. But if Houston loses, I believe it is. I don't believe Houston can go back to Golden State and win again. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully by next week, this whole anthem thing is done. Tired of talking about it. Hopefully both sides can get together. And hopefully we get people who have power to stop saying just stupid-ass things and stay out of it. And let the NFL and let their players handle this. Because no one deserves to be kicked out of this country because they have a difference of opinion. The Cave Show. Social media. Make sure you follow us at The Sports Cave. At The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Cave is always with the K. You can also get us at thesportscave.com. And then look out for our newsletter as well, which gets sent out every week. SportsCave.com, where K is always with K. And you can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Hopefully everyone has a great weekend. I'll have a lot of stuff for you come Tuesday. The Suns have two pre-draft camps. So I have information for you on that. Any other news that's happening around here, any other news that's happening everywhere. Until next time, this is The Cave Show. This has been PLR. Everyone have a great weekend. Take care.